Good morning and welcome to the DF Summer YouTube channel. I am Rezzle11 and you can find me on X at Rezzle11 Grinds. We are going to take a look at some pitching for today, the 12th of September. We have a 10 game main slate now on DK. The Kansas City Chicago White Sox game is not going to be scored as part of the main slate due to it being a doubleheader now. But yeah, let's take a look right away. Haven't heard much of weather issues. I think there's some slight concern in Pittsburgh. And right now our weather man does not believe it would be a PPD. So just one game to really worry about. Obviously there could be others, but Pittsburgh being the only one as of right now. And that's not even on the main slate. So we should be good. But let's dig in. We got Freddie Peralta at the top against a Marlins team that was just shut out and dominated by Brandon Woodruff last night. He's a minus 170 favorite. And he has been absolutely ridiculous at home. Does give up a few more home runs, but his K numbers are through the roof when pitching at home. Coming off of a little rougher start, K's dropped way down. Does get an extra day of rest coming into this one, which is definitely key. 11.8K price tag is steep, but the K upside is definitely worth it. Max Scherzer taking on the Blue Jays. It is a pick'em. Game total of just 8.5. Scherzer coming off of being lit up by the Astros. A few starts prior to that was really solid. I think he bounces back a little bit here, but I don't know that I want to trust him at 11.3K against Toronto. I understand if you do. There is definitely upside, but I might be looking to pass on Scherzer this evening. Justin Verlander taking on the weak Oakland squad. A minus 320 favorite in this game. Had a rough start against the Yankees, bounced back really strongly against the Rangers in a matchup with Scherzer. Extra day of rest coming in. Has been phenomenal in three of his last four starts. Not a whole lot really needs to be said about Verlander. I think he's just a much better play than Scherzer is this evening. But that's just myself. Joe Ryan taking on his former team. This is a minus 130 favorite at home. He has been pitching much better at home. Coming off a blah start, I believe that was the game that they had a rain delay in the second inning. He did return, but that might have limited him a little bit. He's not throwing a ton of pitches right now. Last three is obviously 80, 74, and 89. There's definitely upside. I wouldn't be shocked to see them limit him to the 5-inning range as the season winds down, and obviously trying to keep him fresh for the postseason. But there is upside in this matchup against Tampa Bay. I know Tampa Bay's offense is one that we weren't targeting for the first quarter of the season. But there are a few more outs now. There are strikeouts, etc. So Joe Ryan is an interesting GPP option for us. Michael Wacha taking on the Dodgers. He has not been as strong on the road. He certainly can get it done. I just don't really want to pay $8,900 for a pitcher taking on the Dodgers on the road. LA is a minus 160 favorite. Game total is approaching 10 already. So I'm going to have to pass on Waka. Ryu against Texas. I'm interested. He's been throwing the ball pretty well. Just not massive upside, really. And obviously, Texas is a dangerous squad. I did mention the game was a pick'em against Scherzer. A game total of just 8.5. So Ryu is certainly interesting. I just don't know that I'll get there. Because I'm not sure if he has the upside we actually need in this matchup. Lance Lynn was dominant against San Diego the first time he faced him. He's coming off of a couple of really bad starts. One against Atlanta, which is to be expected, but the one against Miami was not expected at all. Home runs have gotten him over his last three starts. And that's definitely dangerous against San Diego. They hit a handful of home runs last night. So I'm probably going to have to pass on Lynn, but I am at least somewhat interested in him. He's probably going to end up just like on the borderline. I may end up just stacking San Diego a bunch and then going with Lynn like 10 to 15% just because I know what he's capable of doing in the matchup. Edward Cabrera has been following an opener. Beat the Dodgers his last time on the mound. He's going to follow an opener again against the Brewers. Big worry for me is walks. Walks can come out of nowhere and bite us with him. Big time K upside if things come together. I am interested because I like picking on the Brewers. Game total just 8 in this one. I know they got to Lizardo last night. Since the trade deadline, for sure, they've been much better against left-handed pitching than right-handed pitching. So Cabrera is certainly viable for me. The issue obviously becomes we're probably looking at just 4 innings out of him, maybe 5, you know. But they are trying to control his innings, being a young guy. So temper the upside expectations, but I do think he does have enough upside for us. Brian Woo has made 2 starts against the Angels. He's been pretty solid in both starts. Strikeouts have been there. He's been much better at home from a strikeout standpoint, less walks as well. Coming off of a pretty rough start against the Reds. I'm interested in Woo. He's a -210 favorite, game total of just 7.5. I'm not sure how left-handed the Angels can get, and as some many of you probably know, I love taking left-hand heavy lineups against Woo. He did strike out 0 last time out, but I think that bounces back a little bit here, considering he struck out 13 and 10 2/3 against the Angels this season. Certainly viable and probably good chalk this time. I know we've gone against him when he was, I considered him bad chalk, and it worked out well for us. Patrick Sandoval struggled against the Mariners. Did pick up a bunch of strikeouts. Has been decent on the road, but man, just one strong start over his last 5. I don't think I can go there. He's a pretty sizable underdog. I like some of the Mariners' bats against left-handed pitching. Julio's just on fire. I think he hit his 6th home run over the last week or 7 games or 8 games maybe last night. But I'm gonna have to think about this one because we do know that there's K upside in the Seattle lineup. It's just how volatile do we want to go with our play? It's gonna be tough because Wu was 7,900 in that game. And as I mentioned, Cabrera at 8,100 is somebody that I'm interested in as well. So I don't know. Maybe the last spot in my pool comes down to Lance Lynn or Sandoval. It feels dirty for both of them, but that might be the debate I come down to as the day goes on. Carlos Rodon, been so bad. Coming off an atrocious performance, was solid against Houston and against Tampa Bay. Not spectacular at all. I'm interested just because, you know, he's traditionally just been a dominant pitcher, especially against left-handed bats. I don't know that he has been this season, but the Boston lineup could potentially have a handful of left-handed bats, depending. It is part of the doubleheader, which is a bit annoying. It is a split doubleheader, so we don't have to worry about it, and that's why this one is still on the slate. While the other one is a doubleheader scheduled to start right after or shortly after the first game's conclusion. But Rodon is at least interesting for me. He's an underdog. The game total is approaching 10. I most likely don't end up on Carlos Rodon. I have to. Situations like that, I just try to remove the player's name and just look at the actual numbers themselves. And when looking at the actual numbers themselves, Rodon really shouldn't be in consideration at this point. JP Sears has had some struggles against Houston. Has thrown the ball really well the last couple starts, but I'm just not going to take a pitcher going into Houston and facing them, especially when it's not a dominant guy. And Sears definitely is not dominant by any means. Zach Little taking on his former squad, the Twins, coming off of his best start, I assume. He's obviously only been doing it for a short period of time, but looked the part of an actual starter going 8 innings. Does not get an extra day of rest, but he did only throw 86 pitches in those 8 innings, so it's not like he saw a big jump. Does get a K increase in this matchup, so I'm definitely interested. Mentioned Minnesota was a home favorite, but only a minus 130 favorite with Joe Ryan on the mound. So I think there is upside with Little in this spot. Javier Assad taking on the Rockies. Originally showed his upside as a starting pitcher. Came back down a little bit his last time out, no strikeouts. That is a little worrisome, but I expect him to bounce back a little bit. I just don't expect 7 strikeouts from him as a starter. Those were kind of came out of nowhere, where before he was pretty much just 3 or 4. A lot of these young guys, their strikeouts tick up when they're in the bullpen, and then when they slide back into the rotation, their Ks kind of go down just because they're trying to navigate their way through an extended appearance rather than just letting it fly. Assad at least interests me just because Colorado's offense is, so weak, but he's going to be down there as potential last man in at this point. Jose Buto against Arizona. Coming off a really solid start against Washington. I'm just not going to use him against Arizona. If he backs it up with another, 18 to 20 DK points, so be it. But I just don't know that he's going to put up a score that's going to make me wish I had included him. And I obviously like the Arizona squad a little more. The game is a pick 'em with a total of 10 at this point. Ryan Nelson on the other side, no thank you. Cutter Crawford, mentioned him yesterday as being a potential option against the Yankees. Game was rained out. He is a minus 130 favorite against Rodon. Game total of 9.5, though. But I do think there's upside in the matchup, and he did dominate against them the first time he faced them. The big issue being that he is at home and his home numbers are atrocious. Sean Manaea, I don't really know. They could, who knows if he'll actually start or not. I don't really know. We're gonna have to pay attention. And it's not like he's gonna go real super long in the game. I'm just gonna pay attention to that San Francisco situation as the day goes on. They may change to a regular an opener, or we could hear about Alex Wood, or I don't know if Ross Stripling is healthy, or Jacob Junis, or whatever. I'm obviously interested in pitching in that San Francisco ballpark. It's just a matter of being able to trust what they come up with or what they state. And then Cal Quantrill, the opposing side, coming off a strong start against the Angels, I'm interested against this Giants squad. So there we have it. There's the first look at pitching. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on to get the alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. And if you want to join us, get access to our coaches, tools, sheets, Discord. I'll put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, that's RAZ, for 10% off. And as always, best of luck, everybody.